Thanks, bro.
Is he not a guy?
Yeah.
Africa. Oh, dude, that song no sound bad. He's in that African Afro beat. Hi, guys, and welcome back to Zero Expectations.
What the fuck?
I just started recording. Hey, darling.
Hey, darling. Hey, darling. Hey, darling.
Joshua,
hey,
where's that granite?
Hey, darling.
None.
Joshua,
no granite.
Joshua, there's granite in your pocket. You don't just want to give.
It's milk.
It's not. Joshua, you've gone to go and throw it away. No, Joshua, you are taking so much from
me.
Nico, do you know Joshua literally takes 500 naira to cook Indomie for me? How much is the Indomie? He's even cooking.
He's also applied to Nico when you finally come back from the
Chef Noir.
Nico, it has gone from 100 to 500. I just put Nico some
real. Let me tell you about a story. I was cooking in the slums of Agor.
Agor.
The who?
And now that we're going to the upper half, you understand? Prices have to change. You know? Chef Noir is not in hard demand.
Nico,
so 500 naira here in Agor. When we get to that hot place, you know what I mean? It's gonna be a little bit 5%.
You will never get a single dime from me.
Then cook your own in me, nigga.
Okay, cool. Jeez. All right, guys, hi guys, welcome. Nico, I don't want to cry. Nico is here, so roll intro.
Roll intro, zero.
You want to change the song? Yeah!
Yeah!
Hi guys, welcome back, Nicole.
Hi.
It's been a long time
it's been too long, man.
The mic is actually down here. I don't know if I should move
it's been too long, man. Nigs.
What has been going on with you?
Work. Workers. Like, it's ridiculous the amount of work. I know I sound like a broken record, but you know understand what I mean.
Yeah, I know. You've been working a lot. Jesus. Working hard.
I'm working hard, dude.
Like, I've just been doing things left, right, and center.
Congratulations on the layup, too.
Thank you. Oh, no, we've done the laptop podcast.
I know, I heard the podcast. I said that he was praying for me.
Oh, you heard it, actually.
I listened to the podcast.
Because of the feedback we're getting. You know, you don't listen to it anymore.
I do. Prince, you don't blame me. As in, you know, there's a time where podcasts used to be, like, our thing. Like, we listen to podcasts when we are going to work, come back from work, that whole kind of thing. Because there was time to breathe. When am I listening to podcasts? This is when I'm going to bed by 2 a.m. Is that when I'm supposed to be listening to the podcast?
No, I can't imagine the amount of work you do.
God.
Man, I've just been here, man. Oh, now you are getting a call in our podcast. Anyways, as she's about to... It's the same guy. Mute you or put your stuff on mute. I thought, okay. So, aside from work, what else has been exciting? She just came back today. She's leaving tomorrow.
Came back today.
Oh, you came back yesterday. Leaving...
Tomorrow.
Leaving tomorrow.
To be back, God knows
when. But she'll be back in the new place because we're living here on the 1st, by God's grace. A lot of things have to be done. We need to go to the market because we've not been to our jam market before. And there's a fight in our jam market.
Yes.
Why are we going there?
I don't know.
What are we going to where they are fighting?
This looks like the worst decision ever.
No, it's not the worst because where we are is secluded from they don't fight where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you go there, you see they don't fight.
Yes, it's when we go out.
Do you understand? The good thing about that place is that I'm going to be using it to jog. The street leading to that place is not
it's
the
quite
best.
Normal.
It's not the best because it's okay. There's a very wonderful street. Then you turn right. That street is not that good. Turn left. It's walkable, but it's not that good. Then turn left. When you turn left, then you see our house. But I'll be using it while recording a podcast. Well, you can come. You can come. Daddy, welcome. I'm going to be using it to be doing a lot of walks. I'm going to be doing a lot of jogs. That would be cool. why that did event? So yeah, that's what's going to happen. Nico hasn't still seen the new house. Oh damn, I missed this. I should have used this.
It's ketchup.
Use this.
Please. Ah.
What happened?
Nothing.
What happened?
Nothing, Jerry. I said you said I've not seen the new house, and I'm like
Oh no, you said Prince. Ah, So I thought this one.
No. Like, I've not seen it. You're just describing like roads and streets, and I'm using my imagination to try. I'm like, okay, road and street.
No, it's actually not bad. The compound is good. I just hope we don't make noise when we come there.
That's it. God, we go there with a mainland mentality. We shall be bounced.
When we just have those subtle moments where we are like fighting or just arguing.
Oh my God, we shall be bounced.
I just have
people knocking on the door, noise complaints.
Yeah, before you even came, I think I was lying down on the bed and I just started going through my own intro.
Yeah.
Hi guys, welcome back. I'm like, will this disturb someone upstairs?
Yeah.
Because that place is quiet.
Yeah. It will disturb people.
You close the window then.
You close the window, yeah. But it's actually very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we talk?
I'm excited.
I thought you would have gone. When you said you wanted to go that time.
I was supposed to go and then walk.
Oh, let's talk about our fight. So we fought.
You are who fought?
Me and you.
Jesus.
That is not who we fought. Oh, you are there now?
Yeah.
Because you want to say from your own angle.
John, you talk.
Okay.
He annoyed me.
Let me say, he annoyed you.
That whole fight. The fight did not annoy you.
He annoyed me. I thought you were trying to put yourself as the victim here. I'm like, wait.
Oh, wait, so you are still the victim in this
thing? I came to apologize because I had to. Someone had to be the mature one.
Okay.
Someone had to be the mature one.
Yeah.
But, anyways, this is the fight here. Nicole hasn't been in the, let me skip that one. Nicole hasn't been in the house, so she's not part of the day in and day out of fixing things. Like, just clearing the middle room, Nicole, was the biggest work. We're talking to outside men that don't know how to speak English.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole will say, take this one. But when you're taking this one, you're taking our dustbin for free. Me no get money to pay you. I say, within this one, they talk. Take this thing. Nico, it's like the funniest thing talking to an outside man that doesn't know speaking this. Well, go ahead. Go ahead. Anyways, Nico just got the call. No, I can't pause. It's fine. It's fine. So, after doing that, we get a message from the caretaker's lawyer or the house lawyer, Sha, saying that we need to sign some documents. And for us to be able to sign these documents... All right, bye. For us to be able to sign this document, you are going to go and play basketball?
Yes. Bye.
You're not giving me that granite. No, I'm not betting 500, Gary. For us to be able to sign that document, we need to go out of the house, print this thing, then bring it back home, give it to daddy to sign, then go back to the place. To the Sava Cafe, scan it, then send it back to the woman. So in my mind, I was like, let's not go through this stress and do all these things. Let me just give Nicole, let Nicole sign. Say, no, be our house, no, me. Do you understand? So how is this going to come back to bite us in the ass? Do you understand? And I told Nicole prior to that, I already told her a few days ago. And I think she forgot about it. Then I told her again. And Nicole said something like, what did she even say? She said, what of the legality or something like that? And I'm like, Nicole, it is our house. Please, what? I'm just trying to say the legality of...
Daddy's
Nicole,
name was on
it
the
is
documents.
Our house. The legal... Nicole, it is our house. I sent it to her via text like 3 times or 4 times.
She was making fun of you.
Huh?
Nicole was making fun of you.
Why?
You did not understand the English.
Huh?
Yes, he said, what about legality?
There's no legality.
That is, her name was not on this paper she's signing. I suppose the person they wrote there should know that it's him that was supposed to.
Obviously now.
Uh-huh.
That is like
but
a duh.
You see, she had the ability to print and send.
Would you go to Gans scan? Eh?
Yes.
Now you remember.
The
when are they fight Nicole? You back me. Now you don't
she
change.
She has the abilities to scan it and send back.
No, that's
it.
That
was why you were telling her to do it.
Yes, it's our house in the end. If she signs with an signature or whatever signature, there's never going to be a time they are going to come back and say, oh, what is this not our this is not your dad's signature, you can't stay in the house. But we've paid. Wait, why are you leaving? Come now. You joined now.
Can I say my own part?
But wait, let me finish. So it got to a point that I kept on repeating it and I just got pissed. I'm like, Nico, you are not part of the day in and day out like issues that we're facing here. People with you on ground, where they move things. where they fight thousand men.
I know that I'm not actually, do you understand? I know I'm not actually lifting a bag or like I'm not here. Do you understand? And you already know deep down your soul, like if I could be here.
Wait, the laptop.
Jesus.
Did you not notice when like my body is
lying down like normal lie down now? What's in the apple?
That way we in back, don't they get to the final stage?
Ketosis.
His body is reaching ketosis. That
that's is not part split disc. That is something's gonna happen to that.
Oh, the slippers has finally come. Yay! Daddy doesn't have any excuse now. You know, Daddy is the best person.
Daddy.
Yes, Daddy is the best person.
Daddy asked Daddy, my slippers were still for me. Where Nico, Daddy said the slippers were still for
Nico,
here. Where
you slippers?
See it here now. This
you're leaving it now, right?
No, it's mine.
Nico, you left this house without any source of
barefoot. I left this.
Without any source.
Now, barefoot have been come, Abby. Did I come back barefoot?
The thing with Daddy, Daddy likes making plans that he knows. You will eventually
no, he schemes so out. He schemes out things for people.
That will say something like, I want to we should go to so and so.
Yes.
Then the period is not coming. Like when we wanted to go to the house. We should go to let's go to the house, both of us. Then as we're now getting there, that was like, what do I wear on my leg? Mm-hmm. You know, Nico has taken my
wait.
The worst is that Daddy doesn't think of this part.
Praised us.
What?
I'm not like other dads. Maybe I'll sit down issue others. I could tell praise now. Go start that generator. He will say, what are you doing there? Go start it.
No. That's not what I see.
No, that's
let
what
me, let
say.
Me explain what I mean.
I want the public to see how.
How? No, they can see it. It's not that I wouldn't.
How indisciplined you are.
Yes.
Why did you name me?
You are rude.
No,
to
no, no.
Why
no,
did you
no,
name
no, no,
me?
No, no, no.
Wait,
Daddy, chere.
You for name me Bob Boy.
I'm not making you want to.
We know Prince is rude. That has been an existing thing. You know, put out when then they flog Pekin. You don't flog your Pekin. You know,
Tisha. Hey, that
okay,
no flogged.
Okay, priest was flogged. Uh-huh. I'm saying
that was flogged.
I was given to a suicide maniac.
You know, flogged.
I was given to a maniac.
The only child did you flog was Joshua.
I was given to. I was given to.
Daddy, don't flog this. How many times?
How many times was you flogged?
Yes, in a year, it's 365 days.
Daddy,
if you flog me 200 times in a year, we come multiply them by 16 years.
When I know you stop flogging me, Daddy. When I know you stop beating me. Was when I entered that jail cell, yes. As I SS 3, see they beat me. Yes.
SS3.
As a SS3, you see they beat me.
Over what?
I just put this thing
because
in my mouth.
You just make it up. I'm not joining this.
Daddy doesn't like being put in the corner. Don't go anywhere. I know, sir.
No.
Lie down.
You're telling lies.
What was it? But then
you know you're flogging.
Daddy, I know you love me. I'm not saying you don't love me. I'm not saying that.
Is it true?
Daddy, you...
What for?
Daddy,
come closer to the mic.
You're doing what?
I know that I can't remember what and what I used to now. Do. No.
If you don't remember it,
I stopped following mom at the age of 2.
Stop doing what?
Wait, Daddy, Daddy, you said me. I'm always rude to you. Let me explain something to you. I did middle room. Daddy
said, very rude. That
Daddy,
one,
they
that
always
one
do
goes
that.
To
Daddy,
this.
They always do that. May we day. May we go on gen. We. Just say, please. Put on the gen. I will carry everything. Please, let's on the gen. And the worst thing, the best thing is to see Daddy bend down to pick the gen. Split disc.
I can do it.
I love it. Daddy can't.
You know.
Nico, you know when we went to go and buy the computer?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Daddy fell ill. Or I fell ill.
Me and you.
When we bought the computer.
It was exhausting.
When we bought the computer.
All day.
When we bought the computer, we were going to a restaurant because we've not eaten all day. Mm. Bed was like, God, I was like, we're going to call him. Please, just move. Please, I'm about to faint. I say, what the hell?
You are a
I got angry.
You are a makeup artist.
I got pissed. I've never in my life.
That did never happen.
I almost I shouted at daddy because I was so pissed. I'm
exhausted all day. Going for
company. What did we do? What did we do? What do we do? But yeah, but when we walk out. We use one.
How can you carry this man? I've been walking all around.
Computer village.
Hey. Okay, when we were
stop outside.
When we finished hugging for prize and we got that done, he started getting things done inside.
Installing application.
I never bought.
But you were sitting down throughout though.
Mm-hmm.
You were not standing.
You standing?
No,
no, daddy, wait now. Daddy, chere no now. Chere.
Put yourself in one cage.
We left there, went to somewhere else.
Wait, why are you talking like that? Went to somewhere else.
We went Nico. To somewhere else where you were putting his
Okay. Uh-huh. You were sitting.
Please, calm down. Keep short.
Right? Okay.
Keep quiet. Uh-huh.
At the time I get bored sitting down, I had to be standing.
Okay.
Yes.
I was standing out to left.
Okay.
There were places that are shorter for us to go.
Okay.
But you want to buy food. So we followed the longer place.
That was the best
route. I said, I'm getting exhausted. Is it wrong to tell somebody? But he concluded, I said, I'm going to faint.
Nico, daddy, I concluded you're going to faint.
Yes.
I.
Why would you say so?
Nico.
Okay, how did
Nico, I see what happened. I'm sorry for shouting. No. I'm sorry for shouting. But this is what happened.
Your mouth is so close to the mic. I can imagine how loud that
is. It's far from me.
Listen to me.
Wait. Daddy, okay. Daddy, you look me, you lie.
Getting to the restaurant.
Getting to the place. What restaurant?
Why did I
you looked at me and you just lied.
What restaurant is this?
Miko, we went to a mall to buy something. Eh? Because we've not eaten. I was like, it's almost two. We've not eaten all day.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? So when we came out from where we bought the computer, we went downstairs, turned right. Eh? Just a short distance, so turned right, then turned left. The mall is there. We are walking towards
the
mall. That is there walking.
Turn right, as if you are turning
no,
right.
No, now.
You walk.
Hey, you walk.
Then walk.
Was the journey. For us to get from there to the mall, it took us, I'm not lying, 10 minutes. Okay. From us to get from where we went initially to the place we bought the computer, it took us, let's say, 30 minutes to walk. That is where the initial,
Assume.
So wait, okay, Nico. We were sitting down. Let me tell you, my daddy? Opa. Daddy was started walking like this. I'm about to faint. I'm confused. You were seated throughout.
So you heard
how
me.
Did you get to a point?
Did you hold me?
Of course now.
Please,
Nico, I sit down.
You heard my
Nico, I told daddy to sit down. We got to the place where we're supposed to buy the food.
I sat down.
Daddy sat down, laid down there, put his whole face, his whole body on top of the table.
Okay.
Please. You say he put the whole... he laid on the table.
Can you imagine?
Please, you're extra, everything.
Yeah. Nico.
Thank you.
Nico.
So you can conclude.
Nico, daddy... Laid down on this table with his
thank
head.
You.
No, please, no. Now he has the news that please sit up. Wait, someone can sit down on the chair and put their head
Nico.
On the table.
Nico.
You said that he laid down
on the
Nico.
Table.
When was
like
that?
Now he ever, moved the whole centerpiece and laid down, using tablecloth to cover his back.
Than any other person.
We came back here.
I've got to market with this man.
We came back here.
I won't let you talk.
Prince took malaria medicine. He went to hospital first three. He went for blood tests and the urine test. All
but
for going to a computer village.
No, but I wasn't
then compared two of us.
Wait, was he after his computer village worker that he fell?
No, I lost
then
my
I
voice.
Then I wanted to faint.
Why? You mean the
shout
there?
I don't shout. He was sick.
Then look at him. 3 days after.
Please, my phone is ringing again.
3 days after.
You sent hello? Money from my, no. for him to go for test.
Wait.
He lost his voice, but he never talked.
Oh.
He got malaria. So, compared to for me, I was fainting. Him, he was
dying.
He went kaput.
Daddy, I'm about to faint.
No, but that's
all. You forget that thing when you talk.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Daddy,
I said, compared
I'm about
me
to.
You,
I'm about. Why you
was,
lie? Say,
I was the
why one. You lie? Say, you know, tell me, see your belly, they pain you. When you lie down, when we go that place, right, where I no enter problem. Inside the
yes,
store, you put head
I was,
on top.
I have not eaten.
Eh? Then why did you not initially say, Prince, I don't want you to buy food. I just want to go home.
Hey, let us go home.
But you've not eaten. Why wouldn't you want us to feed your stomach first?
That is why I'm different from
Nico, you. We got into the car. Nico, one thing that he keeps complaining is, Prince, you like sitting in front in Uber every time. I say, I don't know why. It's because of my...
Is this another argument? No, it's the
same thing. That same day, you just wanted to see if you rubbish me. But I'm telling
you... I'm not rubbishing you.
When we go home...
Why does that always think I'm about to attack him?
Only when we go home, tell them what happened.
I fell ill. I'm not lying. I fell ill.
For how many days?
For like a week.
Thank you. For going to computer but the Greek file. So they now can compare a man who almost fainted to a man who fell sick to a week. So who is more heady?
How many times did I tell you the story of when he went to go and check the first house as soon later? They said the bus doesn't follow that way. That he had to cross pedestrian bridge or something.
Yes.
He said, I think climb. Your life, friends, three.
I went, inspect the house, come back home,
and then passed out.
Wait. Daddy, I called you, that shit. Daddy lay down here.
Because I told you, you called me and asked me to go. It took me 2 hours from here in a bus to go. I didn't go with Uber.
You were sitting.
I got to listen.
That's what shocks me. It's not as if
have
he was
you been in a packed bus where there is no ventilation?
Yes, Daddy, that was our life for years.
Our life.
Listen, I got to select bus stop.
Yes.
No passenger. You were still calling me. I told you I'm sitting in select. Are you?
Yes.
Sat down there. Go down. Somebody will enter. Somebody will come in. We'll finish. We started going. The driver didn't stop me where I was supposed to go. He took me to the house. I took another bus from there, got here, waiting for the man. I sat by the
road. That's when you were
waiting for the man to come.
Yes.
The man eventually didn't come. He asked me that I should be going to somewhere, that the man, somebody will meet me up. He said, wow. Somebody woke up here by 8, going to somewhere. 10, 11, yeah. You've not gotten to the place. Nobody has come to talk to you. It's frustrating. For Christ's sake, please.
I understand.
So when you want to lash out at me,
I'm not.
Then you let me tell you the proceedings that led to me being tired.
Tell him,
I love this part. Yeah. We're not saying your sacrifices are not valid.
No, I'm not. I don't want any accolade.
Okay.
I'm telling you that a man that almost fainted compared to who crashed out for 1 month.
This is faith, part two. This is faith.
I'll be back to this.
Who is more headed that
Prince?
Nico, it's just because you are not here. You don't see what goes on, Nico. Like, you'll be here, Daddy will be on the bed, just lying down. I had to call you because it was scary.
I wasn't sick.
There are moments that we've...
Wait, what was that one that you guys
called? We've called you and we're praying. We were praying.
No, Daddy night.
Uh-huh.
What happened? That one...
Daddy said, train up. We were praying, Nico. We thought that was it for Daddy, God forbid. We're praying. Joshua was praying. Joshua was crying. A lot has happened, dude.
I was throwing up.
His health has been concerning. I won't even lie. Joshua's own. Oh, no. That one we are not talking about. Oh, but yes. A lot has been happening. I just remember that time. Joshua laid down and we're sleeping and he started shouting.
Oh,
okay. No, that's what I remembered. I was like, wait. Oh, no. We're not talking about that one.
What happened to him?
I told you about it, no.
He was shouting, he had a bad dream.
No, he was shouting how he missed mommy.
Oh, yes, I remember.
It was.
You were not here.
It was one of the weirdest things. Because I was already sleeping.
I was crying from there and I woke up. That is.
Maybe he dreamt about her.
It's no small crying.
Nico, it wasn't. Imagine when we were at the barrier.
Yeah.
That was it. He went on for like, let's say 30 minutes.
He did cry very.
Kept on going. And I know he doesn't express emotions in that aspect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are all different entities. You talk about the passing of mommy because you are more open to having conversations. I don't talk about mommy to anybody at all. Joshua's own is worse. He doesn't talk about it. It's like the it's me
and plus you combine. More.
He doesn't talk about emotions. He doesn't bring it up at all. Yeah. Just keeps it going. So when just me laying down beside
what
him.
What happened? Did you not cry?
I was. It's something that can bring anybody to tears, man. Oh. Say shouting.
What we have it, gone to bed.
Who was he shouting?
Who was even shouting? I miss my mommy.
Mommy.
It kept on going for like 30 minutes straight. I was concerned. It was something I've never experienced it from Joshua before. I've never, like, only it's always the relationship that they used to kick. They used to, he has gone through the whole Nollywood industry.
Because of that cry.
Nothing. You can't say what brought about it.
Yeah.
It's not like he dreamt and then woke up.
Yeah.
He didn't dream.
There's one thing that he normally does that frustrates me also. This is
I like how we never finish a conversation.
Because I never wanted to bring up the conversation. So I'm moving on. It's all good. It's Joshua's story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm good trying to make him talk about that thing that happened. The other one.
Okay.
With the guys.
Okay.
But he said he doesn't want to talk about it. But one more thing about daddy. Daddy does this thing when it concerns mommy that sometimes confuses me. He will start from, you're always on your phone. She, was it no mommy that said, Prince, you always call me when you need money. You never call me when... I'm like, have we not gotten past this? He says it so it wants to make me feel bad about myself. Do you know? Daddy, come here. I need an apology from you. Come here. Then he says it in like 2 months, he says it twice. He has got to that point, he says it twice.
Okay.
He wants to run away.
You are good at exaggerating.
All right, okay, it's all good. I take it back.
We're talking about something.
We're talking about a lot.
With your mom.
Yeah.
I said, okay. She told you don't call her.
We just was here, he would vouch for it. But anyways,
even when she died, you didn't know. Because we were not communicating. That's all.
No, daddy.
It was the next day. This is what he says. Thank you very much.
Don't say that.
He wasn't around.
Yeah, he wasn't there. Didn't you remember you called me and told me to come to Calabar?
When she was sick.
Yes. How would you say that? Don't say that. Don't say that at all.
That's what he says.
You were even advocating don't tell Prince. Let's bring him all the way to Calabar first before we tell him.
That's how we did it.
Yes, but he found out on the day.
But you were calling. Were you not calling?
When did you call? You called me in the midnight now, right?
No. What happened was
asking how is she?
We didn't want to tell you.
Okay.
Right? We wanted you to come all the way to Calabar first.
Okay, during the day.
Chuka, yes, now because it was Chuka that then called you.
I went to class. I did not get any phone call.
Yes, yes, yes.
If I got a phone call, I'll call back. If I got a message, I'll message back.
It was Chuka that called you and said, "Oh my bro, I'm sorry for your loss."
Yes.
Prince then called me.
As soon as he told me that
thing scares people. What do you say?
Even he says it a lot. Like, was it not your mom that says that?
It wasn't even me that called. You called me. You were panicking that, she's not getting better. She's not getting better. And I was worried. And I said, okay, let me come to Calabar. And I came to Calabar. Was that same weekend she passed away?
And the worst thing is that when he says that, I'm always confused on what do you want me to do? First off, are you taking account of my age at that point?
How old was Prince?
I want to bet when daddy was doing those his hustling.
So.
Daddy was doing all those his hustling.
I was 17.
When daddy was doing those his hustling, he wasn't calling back home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not even a thing of I hate my mom. Why would I ever hate my mom?
Mm-hmm.
I was in uni. I was around people. We were all having fun, joking around. I call. I'm calling, it's because of money. Doesn't mean I don't love you less.
Mm-hmm.
And that was from mommy's aspect. Okay, what of daddy? Did I call you as much as I called mommy? I don't think I did.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So when you constantly repeat it once in a while, you say, Prince, your mom said you always used to call.
You just drop your bomb and disappear.
But it's all good. It's all good. good. Anyways, Daddy, what are we going to do about your back? One more thing. I like putting everything out there. Nico, Daddy said he's afraid of going to go and get a test. I don't know why. D1.
I've done extra.
When?
At my back. Man.
Daddy, no be that. You say blood test. You say you are scared of going.
Blood test. Why would I be scared? I have AIDS.
No, you don't.
Daddy, was in your blood that you don't want us to?
No, nothing.
Then why are you scared?
I don't have any blood-related
sickness. The conversation has gone everywhere. Nico, what do you think I should title it? I have three titles on the top of my head. My dad fainted. That is one. It's catchy, but will people want to listen to it? Probably. Because
almost fainted.
The last podcast was Meet My Girlfriend. There's no level to what I'll title this thing.
Put your girlfriend. You get girlfriend.
No. So wait, there's one more. What did I want to say?
Nicole, talk now. How is your walk?
We've already talked. You missed that part of the
Nicole
podcast.
Nicole is back again. Again,
Nicole is back bracket again.
No, but that one is nice because people like Nicole is back again. But yeah, I think I'll use my dad. My dad fainted.
Hey,
where have you been when Prince is to labor? Prince has labor podcast. Right, Nicole is a lesbian. He has not met Nicole sleeps with men for money. He does different things to the podcast.
All right, let's go down the podcast names.
Oh God.
Meet My Girlfriend, the last one. The last one before that, we made 500K in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful title. Next one. I used my female friend to make 20,000.
Oh God, Jesus, a pimp.
My sugar mommy left me. How I failed 8 courses in uni.
Was it only 8 courses you failed?
Yes. What do you mean by only? What do you mean by only? It should be more or less.
How many carryovers did you have?
Dude, Nico, still listen. No. You maybe should listen to me.
I had only one carryover.
Nico.
And that was the exam when mommy passed.
And wait. First off, you wrote it to your juniors, right? No, I never wrote anything with my juniors. Don't ever put me in the same predicament with you, man. Did I tell you what happened to mine? Like, it got to a point I was scared that is it, man. I'm just wave after wave.
You were scared of
I wrote mine with my juniors. Too,
No, I did not write my juniors.
Where did you write your own?
So first off, you know, say God always has me in
wait, so
mind.
You had F, did not know?
They did not know. They did not punch it in the system. No! The time my last F came when we had a new invigilator. Nico, we have like a 8 courses VCA, or 9 courses a semester.
Yeah.
I passed everything, fail one. That was a constant thing that was irritating the shit out of me. Because I would read for everything but just fail one. I was vexing me. But yeah, see, this
how
is
how come I didn't know about these Fs?
Nico, I don't think I told you guys.
Hey, Jesus.
No. I did not tell you what I was going through.
Was it like that we asked so was your CGPA? I've never had that conversation before.
I went through depression at a point. But nobody knows about this. So we had a new VC. And as soon as VC came, he checked the results, like overall. And he was like, people didn't feel shy. He was like, you know what? He's going to do a free summer. And that was in my 300 level second semester. So I went, I did mad me with 8. Why I won't write 8 for 400
level? You summer.
No. Oh, I did not write anything. I just went to go and write exam. That's all. It was just exam. I went there, wrote everything. Is 1B or so.
Did you read for
free summer? Nothing. I not reached in by.
You just gave everybody A's.
No, not like he gave everybody A's. When I was there, I don't know, everything just panned out well. Is it that I was sitting beside someone that knew it or we got expo beforehand or whatever? It's all good. Nobody is what you call me.
That's how you got
in. Name one school.
That's how I got
in.
And I mean,
don't be saying you are intelligent.
No. Let me explain. Listen, I am not dumb.
But you're just not
God. Where you
that's
get
the thing.
Now.
I've noticed something about me in this life. Anything I've always wanted will come. It takes time, but it will come. When it got to that 8F, I don't divide.
How do you accumulate 8 F?
Nico, yeah, let's go.
I have never. You know what I said? In my whole 4 years of university,
Nico.
I had only 1 F.
Shush first. Let me.
How do you accumulate 8 F? Cut across several semesters.
Jesus.
How many semesters? Two.
Because of what? Let me.
We need 100 level to 300 level. You have accumulated 8 F.
Let me explain. Listen to me.
How many? What level were you when you got the?
I was in 300 level second semester. I was on IT. I was in Dumaga's house. Then I remember
no wonder you just kept it under the wraps.
I don't keep any under.
You didn't tell us you were going for server.
I said Una, but where were we? All of us be like Beyblades, be like Power Rangers.
We all did in different places.
Different positions. Daddy day Calabar, Joshua day Chuchu's
house. Daddy day Calabar, I day Calabar. Joshua day.
We were in Calabar in Lagos.
I was working in Calabar.
Yeah, working in Calabar, yeah.
I was in Matty's house.
Yes. So
no, Daddy was no longer in Calabar then.
No, he was.
He was in Imo.
Oh, he was in Osun. Okay. Anyways, they move us like Ben 10. So what happened there?
Yes.
First semester, I checked my results.
Failure.
2 Fs.
2.
I was like, bim.
Let's say you use bucket scoop up.
I use.
Straight up. No, he left it.
Spot my life. 200 level. Second semester, 100 level.
Another 2 Fs.
I think it was 2. Making it.
It's like you fell in 2s.
No, it was 3 actually. That was 5.
That's all. Wait, Daddy, I haven't wanted to ask him. Why is it like you never took into recognizance Prince's result? You're always facing me. Why I was not in first class?
Which you first?
Why I don't get first class?
Say,
they get hope.
The mother
I was on 2-2, calm down. I was on 2-2. Then the chere
told me, don't bother him. Just let him go through.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so I was in 2-2. I was on a very strong 2-2. Like, okay. You know those 2-2 that is very close to 2-1. Like that 3.45 kind of 2-2.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand? And he was like, what's that? 2-2. What's that? 2-2 is not close
there
to class.
There has to be standards now in this house.
So, I struggle. So
that's the right example.
I struggle, enter 2-1. Bam. Daddy said, what's that?
Because I remember you were crying. I just did there for backseat.
I was just like, what the hell?
No be messy.
That's what I told
Nico.
It
just means he has hope.
I'm done. Now let me. They give much. They not give much.
They gave me a lot. No wait.
Please,
so wait, that is 5 now. Calculator now.
In just 1 minute.
200 level.
It's true. We never discussed precision.
200 level. First semester, 1 F. 6. Second semester, 1 F.
That's
300 seven. Level, first semester, 1 F. That was when I started getting... I took... From 200 level, I took school seriously. But that F was constantly disturbing me. That's when I had that conversation with you in Imo State. And I was like, I'm tired. I just checked my results. I think it was initially when IT started. Because that was when we got our result. I saw my result. I was like, I'm tired, Daddy. I don't want to do school again. And I've never thought of myself as a dropout, but I was trying. And it was just hard. You do 8 courses, you fail 1. 100 level, and now I was following women too much. That was the cause of it.
Yeah?
I never follow women.
Yeah, but I don't I'm confused, but we were in the same school.
We were in the same school, but like I was just on serious. Like it was more of like the height
no,
of
school. Nothing, no go school. My provision in the job. Save me money.
But anyways, so at that point, when I was getting into... when I was doing IT, back on my mind, I was always like, damn, man.
You don't have an extra year.
I'm probably going to. Or 100 and 100 level and 200 level. First semester and second semester of 400 is going to be the hardest year of my life because I will just have so many courses I'll be writing. Then God just came in for me. I put all 8, wrote all of them, passed it. Guess what? 400 level first semester, wrote all my exams, no Fs. Second semester, no Fs. I was like, see, everything was planned out. Every single thing.
That's what your mom said.
See what they say? You now, say my advice to kids out there listening, when you fail, keep failing.
Jesus.
Because one day,
you will fail.
Everything will sort itself out.
So for those kids that don't come to me in the future
as a drug dealer and tell me, what do you say?
So those people that they do not have miraculous summers where they can get all A's. And
I don't know. God just loves me. He just loves me. Like, think about it. Like, what are the chances
that they would
take my computer just where my birthday was coming up? My birthday month. What are the chances that I will ask for 500K for my birthday and I would see money just come from east, west, north, and south? What are the chances?
Mm-hmm.
It will always come. It just takes time. But first off, I'm not proud about it. I'm not like, God is going to come true. No, I should be proud about that. But it's not like I'm always going to put myself in a position where I would now be like a believer and like without, like I'm always going to be like, eh, it's all good. Something will happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always working towards it. It's not as if, but God just comes true for me and I love him for that. I'm getting a call. I don't know who this is from.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, it's from the plumber.
Yeah.
Hello? Nico, you can talk to the podcast. Good evening.
Okay, hello, podcast. Nicole is back. I know I've not really said anything.
Yes, yes.
I've not really said anything today, but it's just so that people can fill me in on what has been happening since I was away. While I was away, I was working. But we thank God.
Yes.
We're going through a transition right now. We are moving. We're changing houses for reasons best known to our current landlords. Fuck them. We don't care about them. They should buzz off. So we're moving to a new place. It's quite costlier than where we are right now. But in God we trust. You know, hence my hustle have double. You know, there's no longer any baby girl life. It's not like I used to do baby girl life before, Sha. So, yeah. Fun times. What else? Nothing, to be honest, nothing spectacular has been happening to me. I will never lie. It's wake up, work, go back to bed, wake up, work, go back to bed, wake up, work, go back to bed.
No boyfriend.
Call my dad. No boyfriend.
No boyfriend yet.
I think we need to reevaluate my love life.
So we're going to the island now.
What happened is you have to take a break from work.
To do what? Maybe she just goes straight to the hangar.
I should do what?
Then, makeup. This makeup way, you know, they wear no lipstick, no powder, no nothing.
But yeah, but to leave this podcast,
like, deeper life.
to leave this podcast in a good note, my dad is very happy that Nicole is back home for a while. We're also very happy. I don't hate him for most of the comments. He doesn't hate me. We just like joking around. When it comes to school, I am open to have that conversation because I don't portray myself to be the smartest person in the world. And neither does Nicole, because she's not in any way. Anyways, it was lovely having you guys on this podcast.
What is it? I don't portray myself to be what?
Just intelligent.
I don't portray myself to be intelligent.
But Nico is actually very smart.
What did you just say?
But anyways, it's all...
This is a piece of shit.
Anyways, Nico, I love you.
It's I know. Jokes. I love you too.
Daddy, I love you too.
I just realized I never said my own side of the story of our fight.
It doesn't matter. The man always wins when he comes to things. What do you want to say?
In any of you, whether not true or not.
Oh, yeah, no.
Make the air.
Oh, yeah, any of you. We did never finish that. Oh my goodness. Can you imagine someone being pissed that we just jumped to another conversation, then jumped to another conversation, and jumped to another
conversation? That's not how you roll.
Oh, zero expectations, man. You know the motto. If they had an expectation,
forget about
why
it.
Why were you here?
Yeah. Why press play?
But
it literally said zero expectation. You are expecting some educational conversations. Oh, really?
I had a conversation with a friend about the previous podcast, and she was like, she rolled her eyes a lot at some of the conversations we were having in the last one.
Oh, really?
Do not attack her.
No.
Because you know you approach anytime they do bad shit. But that one, it wasn't that easy, and it wasn't anybody. It was just someone else. Then I was like, oh yeah, I understand. It's just banter. We're just having banters. And most of it was like inside jokes. She was like, oh no, you guys did not have like a, you guys were not having like a conversation about something. It was just random talk. And I was like, eh, it's mostly random talk because like I don't come in with a script of, oh, questions to ask because this person is a friend of mine. So, but yeah, that was just the...
Okay, the last one.
The last one, not the one that you were on. So, yeah. But people liked the last one. People liked the girl's voice and everything. But yeah, it was a nice feedback, but one of those things. Nicole on the... Anyways, Nicole, say your own part of the argument. None of your business. Have you heard of her?
Money London.
I'm not... What?
How did you know she was London?
Yeah, of course, I know.
That is a money tree spirit. Now, he didn't...
What? No, he doesn't know the person. I think he's talking about someone else.
No lie.
How do you know the guys in London?
The guy that sometimes Linda who is your father.
Uh-huh.
Was the guy that wrote the question.
Oh no, okay. That girl doesn't live in London. That was Lola. She doesn't live in London.
Lola
dying. She lives in
Canada. So you're excited about your next Owako show?
I've not said it yet. Oh, you can say it now because this comes out after the Nengi Zone. So this comes out upper week from next week.
Mm-hmm.
Fortnite.
Sure.
But that's what you call it. I thought I was talking about the game. I was like, why did the game?
No.
Why are people who use Fortnite in conversations? You would think you're smarter than everybody, man. You see, I don't even know that.
Priest, how do you accumulate 8 Fs? I'm seeing a whole new life.
I had a whole podcast talking about my issues with academics.
And you mentioned 8 Fs?
Yes. I remember one time I had a conversation with Ayodele, your friend, our friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my lecturer failed. No. I was in school. My lecturer, you guys lecturer, the English lecturer, that gay guy.
Jesus.
Gay guy that was chubby. Was
Jesus.
I don't want to call his name. Don't call his name, please.
We didn't have a gay lecturer.
My gay radar is always high. It's always nice. And he always knows who is gay and who is not gay. Do you understand? For that, the thing they shine small. I'm joking. But wait. So the guy, remember, this guy used to be so, like, he jokes around with me, makes fun of me. He used to joke around with me. 200 level first semester, before the 100 level second semester result came out, he was saying some people failed my exam. Most of them don't know who they are. But a lot of you guys passed. Then he tapped me on my shoulder. I was like, Prince, how you doing? I'm like, I'm fine. I was like, I like this guy. This guy is a beautiful man.
And then he fails you?
Failed me. He was hinting that I should prepare. He left, like, literally before the stuff, he just left the school. So I don't know if they ended him. I don't know. I don't give a damn. But yeah, he failed me. And I remember telling Ace, and he was like, Prince, I'm disappointed in you. Then I told you. Then you said, why would he even say something like that? You forgot those conversations. You know the thing with you? I will keep telling you things that happened to me.
Then let's say disappointed.
Yeah, you were disappointed.
For failing
one English course.
And then I said, why would you say such a thing?
Why will he say such a thing? And I think he confronted him also. And it did.
Sounds like something out there.
Yeah, he came to apologize to me. I was like, it's all good.
Okay, but, that sounds like me.
But yeah, it was
I'm Glasgow's.
See, listen, yeah. Forget about me, uni. It's all good. I'm here now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Making more. Wish I can see that ironically. But anyways, the issue with Nicole and the final thing was just that Nicole, what I said, I apologized to her that night because I was just like, okay, maybe I got angry for no reason. But it just confused me that Nicole would see that we are doing the heavy lifting and like just the smallest thing she could do, she could not do. I understand where she was coming from. It's not as if I argue without sense. I understand you, Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just one of those things. Anyways, it was fun having you on the podcast.
Hope
to have you again.
Me too.
The next the Wako show will probably be with
Jemima or Sunday.
Probably because
that is cool.
I just want her to, because I don't know if you can message her and tell her to give me a day so I can prepare questions. I could prepare it, but I just want to just know. So I'll prepare it a day before, 10 hours before, 5 hours before. I can prepare questions.
Because I can give her hard questions.
Yes. I ain't going easy on nobody.
What did you say?
Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch ourselves. So you guys have the conversation. Let me see.
Thank you guys for listening. My name is Nicole.
My name is Prince.
And you just listened to Zero Expectations Podcast.
The very podcast in the world.
This is not called podcast.